Hello, my name is Stephen Lee. I'm the founder of Sermon Audio, and I would like to just take a moment to share something very special from this past week. This past Thursday was September 23rd, and September 23rd, 1857, was a very special day in history. It was the first day of the Fulton Street prayer meeting, where a lone figure by the name of Jeremiah Lampier made his way up that narrow staircase to the third floor of the old Dutch church building in New York City, where he met to pray with a great group of people. No, for the first half hour, he was the only one there. But then another man joined him, and then another, so that by the end of the hour, there were six of them that prayed together. That was the first day of the Fulton Street prayer meeting. Since then, the Lord had been blessing day after day of prayer meetings so that it spread all throughout New York City, where hundreds of prayer meetings sprung up. When we look back in history, this is what we call the Third Great Awakening. One of the most important characteristics of that awakening was that of Christian unity. And I'll just read an excerpt from this book, The Case for United Prayer. Christians of both sexes, of all ages, of different denominations, without the slightest regard to denominational distinctions, came together on one common platform of brotherhood in Christ. The question was never asked, to what church does he belong? But the question was, does he belong to Christ? The early dawn of the revival was marked by love. Love to Christ, love for his people, love of prayer. Hence, there was no room for sectarian jealousies. This union of Christians in prayer struck the unbelieving world with amazement. It was felt that this was prayer. Praise the Lord. And does this not remind you of the prayer of Jesus himself in John chapter 17? That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That was Christ's prayer. Now, we have a prayer meeting of our own that we call the Daily United Prayer that we've been doing for some time, and it was adopted in the spirit of the New York prayer meeting. Those of us that meet together have grown in our affection and bond of Christian unity and love. Something of what we see in the 1850s. It's a remarkable thing. But today something very special happened. Today, finally, for the first time for many of us, we got to meet one another in person. Rick Cross had the wonderful opportunity to meet a group of young people up there in the Grand Rapids area. And there was another group of individuals in Southern Ontario, Canada, that got to meet as well. And the joy of meeting in person people that you've grown to love by praying together with them is a wonderful thing. Now, we have a conference coming up called the Foundations Conference. We hope to foster this kind of Christian unity and charity as well. Now, we believe in unity, but we don't believe in this broad ecumenical movement where just anyone who names the name of Christ, we embrace them as true believers. But we're talking about unity with God's people, with born-again, Bible-believing, blood-bought children of God. I hope you'll join us. Psalm 133 says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren." Yes, they have to be brethren, true believers, when brethren dwell together in unity. For there the Lord commands the blessing. And that's our prayer, that the Lord will command the blessing. Amen.